आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। इलेक्शन कमीशन एस्टैब्लिशेस डायरेक्ट कॉन्टैक्ट विद नियरली ऑल इलेक्टर्स इन बिहार। ओवर 80% इलेक्टर्स सबमिट देयर इन्यूमरेशन फॉर्म्स। WHO recognizes India's pioneering efforts in integrating artificial intelligence with traditional medicine, particularly Ayush systems. IMD issues orange alert for heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Uttarakhand today. Youth Affairs and Sports Ministry opens nominations for Tenzing Norgay National Adventure Award 2024. Iga Swiatek beats Amanda Anisimova 6-0-6-0 to win her first Wimbledon title. And in cricket, Lord's Test hangs in balance after India match England's first inning score. The Election Commission has established direct contact with nearly all electors in Bihar, and over 80% of electors in the state have already submitted their enumeration forms EF. The Commission said it is moving ahead to complete the collection of enumeration forms well before the stipulated date of 25th July. The EC said in a statement that in order to get their names included in the draft electoral rolls to be published on the 1st of August, the electors have to submit their EFs, preferably along with the eligibility documents. More from our correspondent.
The special intensive revision campaign for the voters list is underway successfully in Bihar. Over 80% of the total voters have submitted their enumeration forms after distribution. More than 6 crore 32 lakh voters in the state have submitted their form. In municipal corporations and other urban body areas, a large number of booth level officers have been deployed to accelerate the SIR drive. In the Patna Municipal Corporation area, sanitation workers have been engaged in collecting enumeration forms, assisting booth level officers. In Digha Assembly constituency of Patna Urban, 64% of the enumeration forms have been submitted. And similarly, pace is slow in Kumharar Assembly constituency, where 67% forms have been submitted by voters. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The World Health Organization, WHO, has recognized India's pioneering efforts in integrating artificial intelligence, AI, with traditional medicine, particularly Ayush systems. In its first ever technical brief, titled Mapping the Application of Artificial Intelligence in Traditional Medicine, the WHO document highlights India's achievements in applying AI to Ayurveda, Siddha, Yunani, Sowa Rigpa, and homeopathy. More from our correspondent.
AI-driven diagnostic systems combining traditional methods like pulse reading and Prakriti assessment with machine learning and deep neural networks are improving accuracy and enabling personalized preventive care. The Ayurgenomics Initiative, a fusion of Ayurvedic principles and genomics, uses AI to identify disease markers and tailor health recommendations. Additionally, AI is aiding in decoding the genomic and molecular basis of herbal formulations, bridging traditional wisdom with modern science. India's Traditional Knowledge Digital Library, TKDL, was praised as a global model for preserving indigenous medical heritage. AI-powered tools are facilitating the cataloging and semantic analysis of ancient texts, making therapeutic knowledge more accessible. The WHO brief also recognizes India's use of AI in drug action pathway identification, comparative studies across traditional systems, and the development of artificial chemical sensors to evaluate traditional parameters like rasa, guna, and virya, modernizing traditional formulations. The WHO commended India's broader efforts, including digital platforms for online consultations, promoting digital literacy among Ayush practitioners, and creating interoperable systems to integrate traditional medicine with mainstream healthcare. The brief also noted the Ayush sector's contribution to India's economy, with a market size of $43.4 billion, underscoring its role in driving economic growth. Amrit Bhushan, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of State for Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav hailed the WHO recognition as a testament to India's dedication to advancing traditional medicine through technology. He said through platforms like the Sahi portal, Namaste portal and Ayush research portal, India is preserving its ancient medical wisdom while shaping a future of personalized, evidence-based healthcare. The All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, New Delhi, is organizing ShalyaCon 2025, a three-day national seminar starting today in celebration of the auspicious Sushrut Jayanti. Celebrated annually on 15th July, Sushrut Jayanti commemorates the legendary Acharya Sushrut, revered as the father of surgery. The seminar will feature live surgical demonstrations, including general surgeries, anorectal surgeries, and urosurgical cases. With a theme focused on innovation, integration, and inspiration, ShalyaCon 2025 is poised to be a dynamic confluence of traditional and technology. The Enforcement Directorate ED has provisionally attached immovable properties worth over 762 crore rupees in connection with its ongoing probe into real estate firm Pearls Agrotech Corporation Limited, PACL, and its directors and promoters. The properties are located across Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, Maharashtra, and Australia. According to the ED, PACL and its directors ran large-scale fraudulent collective investment schemes through which they collected and misappropriated nearly 48,000 crore rupees from unsuspecting investors. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will be visiting Singapore and China from today till 15 July. In Singapore, Dr. Jayashankar will meet his counterpart and the leadership of Singapore as part of the regular exchanges between the two countries. On the second leg of his two-nation tour, the External Affairs Minister will visit China to participate in the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting being held in Tianjin. He will also hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the meeting. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Uttarakhand today. Talking to Akashwani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani said that heavy rainfall conditions will continue over parts of Uttarakhand and Rajasthan during the next 3 to 4 days. He added the similar conditions will continue over the eastern part of the country, including West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha during the next 2 days.
Monsoon trough continue to run along the normal position from Surat to Digha across North India. We have predicted that heavy to very heavy rainfall likely over mainly Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan, and hence in orange alert for 15 dislikes. Rainfall is also occurring over Punjab, Haryana. We ensure only light to moderate rainfall and not much rainfall because of the western disturbance which is over North India, just moving across the North India.
Meanwhile, heavy rainfall is lashing various parts of Himachal Pradesh. Meteorological Centre Shimla has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall in Mandi, Shimla, Solan and Sirmaur districts for today. A report.
Amid continuous monsoon rainfall in Himachal Pradesh, Morari Devi area in Mandi district recorded the highest rainfall of 130 mm in the past 24 hours. Aghar in Hamirpur district received 100 mm while Koti in Kullu district recorded 60 mm rainfall. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, since the arrival of the southwest monsoon on 20 June, the state has witnessed 22 cloudburst incidents, 31 flash floods, and 18 landslides. These monsoon-related disasters have resulted in 95 deaths, 175 people injured, and 33 people still reported missing. Two national highways, NH3 and NH21, and 250 other roads are still blocked for vehicular movement in the state. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports has announced the opening of nominations for the prestigious Tenzing Norgay National Adventure Award 2024. This award recognizes outstanding achievements in adventure, aiming to foster endurance, risk-taking ability, cooperative teamwork, and quick reflexes among youth in challenging situations. Presented annually alongside the Arjun Awards, the Tenzing Norgay National Adventure Award honors excellence in four categories: land adventure, water adventure, air adventure, and lifetime achievement for adventure activities across these domains. Nominations for the 2024 awards are being accepted online through the portal awards.gov.in from June 1 to July 15. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasuriya and Indian High Commissioner Santosh Jha have jointly inaugurated 90 newly built houses in Elapathagama village, Anuradhapura. The houses are built under the India-assisted Sri Shobhita Nahimigama project. More from our Colombo correspondent.
Funded with over 450 million Sri Lankan rupees by the Government of India, the project reflects the continued commitment of India towards Sri Lanka's development efforts. The project directly benefits historically disadvantaged families in the dry zone area of the North Central Province. The initiative stands as a symbol of strong India-Sri Lanka relations built on mutual respect, people-centric development and a shared vision for inclusive progress as outlined with the motto of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
U.S. President Donald Trump has imposed a 30% tariff on imports from Mexico and the European Union starting August the 1st. The new tariffs were announced in separate letters posted on Truth Social. In his letter to the European Union, Trump said the U.S. trade deficit is a national security threat. The announcement came after weeks of negotiations with key trading allies failed to produce a more comprehensive trade deal. And now more news from the world of sports.
In Wimbledon tennis, Iga Swiatek clinched her maiden women's single title after thrashing Amanda Anisimova in a one-sided final at the All England Club. Poland's Swiatek defeated American Amanda 6-0, 6-0 in just 57 minutes to win her sixth Grand Slam title and first at Wimbledon. This win also makes her the first Polish woman to lift the Venus Rose water dish. Speaking after the win, she thanked her team for the support.
I never really expected this one, so I want to thank my team because I feel like they believed in me more than I did. And I want to thank my coach who joined this year, and obviously with ups and downs right now, we showed everybody that it's working.
Meanwhile, Julian Cash and Lloyd Glasspool made history at Wimbledon 2025 by becoming the first all-British pair to clinch the men's double title since 1936. In a thrilling clash today, world number one Yannick Sinner of Italy will be up against second seed and two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain. On to cricket, host England will resume their second innings play against India on day four of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's today. The match will start at 3:30 PM IST. England were 2 for no loss at stumps on day 3 yesterday. They now hold a 2-run lead. The 5-match test series is currently level at 1-1. And in football, Chelsea will take on Paris Saint-Germain in the final of the FIFA Club World Cup 2025 in New Jersey, USA tonight. Sayukta Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. Greatest capital, PM calls youth and democracy key to India's future. Modi gives 51,000 job letters, lists government achievements of 11 years, is a front page headline in the Asian Age. The interim findings of the AIIB preliminary report into the Air India Flight AI-171 crash figure prominently on the front pages of most dailies. Seconds to disaster, a cockpit exchange that deepens mystery, writes Hindustan Times, while a headline in the Sunday Statesman reads, Pilots Association in on a fair probe into AI plane crash. Now, a rape inside IIM Calcutta, student arrested, says a headline in Sunday Pioneer. The government will issue 2 commemorative coins to honour 2 icons of Atmanirbharta, Professor M.S. Swaminathan and Make in India, reports The Hindu. Is AI going to be the future of web browsing? Under that headline, The Times of India writes that browsers powered by generative artificial intelligence that can do much more than just load websites are appearing on the horizon. And finally, under the headline Sweat Equity, Corporate India Invests in Workplace Sports, The Economic Times writes that companies are building in-house facilities as they hope sports will be the game changer for bonding, leveling the field between leaders and teams. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission establishes direct contact with nearly all electors in Bihar. Over 80% electors submit their enumeration forms. WHO recognizes India's pioneering efforts in integrating artificial intelligence with traditional medicine, particularly Ayush systems. IMD issues orange alert for heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Uttarakhand today. Youth Affairs and Sports Ministry opens nominations for Tenzing Norgay National Adventure Award 2024. Iga Swiatek beats Amanda Anisimova 6-0, 6-0 to win her first Wimbledon title. And in cricket, Lord's Test hangs in balance after India match England's first inning score. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.